fascinated with the funny music I hear on your radio. So listen to this. Blowing
magic trance. Welcome to another Beach Boys album review. Today we're going to review the Beach Boys' L.A. Light album, released in March 19th, 1979. Now this is when they switched to CBS Records, or Caribou Records apparently. And also the return of Bruce Johnston, as he was called on to be their producer. I guess some of the band was not happy with Al Jardine as a producer, so they called Bruce Johnston back. Also included in production credits is James Gersio. And the Beach Boys are also credited as producers of this album. So this is a bit more of a Wilson-centered album, as M.I.U., the previous album, was more of a Love Jardine kind of an album. And I'm not sure why that is. I have a theory. I think I may have talked about the factions in the previous episode, but just in case I didn't, let me just recap that. You had the two factions were the Meditators, which was Mike Love and Al Jardine, and sort of the party guys, Dennis and Carl. Also, the Mike and Al's vision of the band was oldies, or you know, their oldies, and to cover oldies and kind of that style. Dennis and Carl wanted to continue progressing as they move forward into contemporary kind of music. And so that was a very big difference as well, not just the way they lived their lives, but also the kind of music they wanted, the direction, the business of the band, and all that. And Brian just sort of took the middle. You know, he didn't like taking sides. I think if he was with Mike and Al, he was happy to appease them. If he was with Dennis and Carl, he was happy to appease them. And also, when it came to drugs, Mike and Al had hired Stephen Love, or Stan Love, I think I mentioned that last time, to be a bodyguard to kind of keep him away from drugs. And Dennis and Carl were always trying to sneak drugs into him. So anyway, that's a little bit of that. And I think during the MIU album, Dennis and Carl were a little bit too undisciplined, you know, in their life. And therefore, Mike and Al kind of took control, and that's kind of, and Brian sort of took Mike and Al's side. I think Brian was trying to live clean for the most part with his, you know, bodyguard, Stan Love and everything, and, you know, trying to live a good life. So I think he just kind of, sort of by force, was working with Mike and Al. So it was sort of a 3-2 deal, and so they were kind of controlling the band. Well, after the MIU album, I want to say that by the time they started working on the LA Light album, Carl cleaned up his act. He sort of cleaned up and became more disciplined again, and got off drugs and everything. And Al Jardine sort of started to side with Carl on the music and, you know, direction of the band. And so I think that kind of, I heard that. I don't know if it was at this time or not, but that's kind of my guess, is that Al sort of started to side with Carl on things. And maybe that affected how the LA Light album would be. And so I think Carl convinced Al more than anyone to, more Dennis Wilson. So there's some more Dennis written songs on this album. And there's only one Mike song, I think. Yeah, only one Mike song on this album, which is a bit more of a, you know, artsy kind of song on his, you know, it's not an oldie, but So, yeah, I think that's kind of what happened. And then Bruce Johnston came in, and I don't know how he even said that he was kind of more managing the song list more than he was producing them. He's if you asked him, he would say that they produced their own songs, and he was just kind of brought in to kind of put the song order. And he did produce some of the songs, but others, like Carl, probably produced his own songs. Dennis produced his own songs. Al probably had a say in his own songs and stuff. I imagine Bruce probably produced Mike's song. So anyway, yeah, so that's kind of where we're at with the Beach Boys now. The album cover looks like a bunch of postcards on, you know, just life, different summer-themed postcards and things. And they all kind of seem to represent one of the songs. And so that's kind of the album cover. I'm not a huge fan of it. I think it's, you know, it's different, it's interesting, but it's not a great album cover. And I would give the album cover a 7 out of 10. Now on to the songs. Track number one is Good Timin' by Brian Wilson and Carl Wilson, sung by Carl Wilson. This is a fantastic song. I love the arrangements. I love the harmonies. This was originally, I believe, from 1974. And there's another version of it, kind of not a complete, I mean, it's not a great quality. I think it's like a sort of a demo. So it's not like as high quality. And the first version of it, I believe all the vocals were Carl. And I think the Beach Boys are all singing on this one, but I'm not sure. I kind of hear Bruce, and I think I hear Brian. But who knows? Sometimes it's hard to tell if Carl's singing at all or the Beach Boys. I love this song. I think it's quality across the board. It's catchy, it's artsy, the lyrics are good, the production is a 10. And overall, this song gets an 8.6. Track number two is Lady Linda, written by, it's based on Johann Bach track, and Al Jardine and Ron Altbach. And I don't remember if Ron Altbach was mentioned in the previous album. I think he was, but he's another really good musician, piano player, songwriter, and he would play live with them as well. This is a very nice song based on, and this was common to do in classic rock. I know that the ELO did this with Roll Over Beethoven, where they took a section of a Beethoven track and then added music to it. And you know, it's a quality song by Al, and he does a good job singing it. I think that this was a big hit in the UK, like maybe number one or two, I don't know. It wasn't a hit here in the US at all, but I just heard it was in the UK. So, once again, there's a harpsichord. I think there was harpsichord in Good Timin' as well, which is pretty cool. So, overall, this song gets an 8.2. Track number three is Full Sail, written by Carl Wilson, Jeffrey Cushing Murray. Oh, that's it. It's just a long name. It looked like a third name. I'm not sure who Jeffrey Cushing Murray is, but Carl was working with him around this time. Carl's also the lead singer of this song. And I find it to be a very good song. I think it's the best of his songs on this album. Well, Good Timing is better, but of his without Brian. I think this is a very nice song, and it pulls you in. It's slow, but it's not really boring, I don't think. I find it to be very nice. The only problem I have is it seems to be a little bit, I don't know if it's the mix or the production, but it seems a little soft, like it seems a little quiet. I would rather have a full sort of this to where you can hear it better. I don't know. That would be my only weakness of this song, but Carl does a great job on it. And this song gets a 7.8. Track number 4 is Angel Come Home, written by Carl Wilson and Jeffrey Cushing Murray, sung by Dennis Wilson. And I was wrong about Full Sail being the best Carl song. It's hard to remember, but this is sung by Dennis and written by Carl. This one is all around a better song. I mean, it's catchier, it's more upbeat, and it's artsy enough, and it's going to end up with a higher score than Full Sail. I guess I was thinking in terms of two ballads that Carl wrote, and Full Sail's the better of the two, and I'll mention the other one here in a minute. But yeah, Dennis is perfect for this song. It's a very soulful vocal, and it's very catchy and has a great hook and well produced and arranged. And overall, this song gets an 8.6. Track number 5 is Love Surrounds Me by Dennis Wilson and Jeffrey Cushing Murray. I guess Dennis was also working with him at the time, and I'm not sure who. It doesn't matter, I guess. Maybe he was one of the musicians of the band. I'm not sure. But this is a nice Dennis ballad, and you can hear Carl singing a little back vocals too. My favorite part of this song musically is the bridge where the synthesizer comes in, and I believe Bruce Johnston had something to do with that. On the Bamboo release, the Dennis release, it's not as good, in my opinion. It doesn't have that synthesizer section, and from what I heard, it was Bruce Johnston that added that, so that, I think, makes this song fantastic, somewhat progressive rock, in my opinion. And overall, this song gets an 8.0. Track number 6 is Sumahama by Mike Love, sung by Mike Love as well. And I'm assuming this is a Bruce Johnston production. This is one of Mike's more thoughtful kind of songs, like a bit more of on his artsy side, or when he's taking it seriously and not just, singing about having fun in the 60s. But yeah, this is one of his ballads, and I like it, and I think it fits well. And just a very nice song, and it fits right in with the previous few tracks that we've been hearing. And I think the strength of this song is the lyrical poetry. Mike does some nice job on that, including some Japanese lyrics. So anyway, fantastic song, and I give it an 8.2. Track number 7 is Here Comes the Night by Brian Wilson and Mike Love. This is definitely produced by Bruce Johnston. It was his idea to kind of catch the disco wave. lead vocals are mostly Carl and Mike. And most people hate this song for some reason. I actually enjoy it. Now, I have to be in the mood. I prefer listening to the shorter version. But, you know, it's different. It's something that they tried that they had never done before. And so for that, I can appreciate it. You know, I think a lot of Beach Boys fans just didn't like them trying to cash in on something that was already behind time. Disco had kind of played its course. And so if they had done this maybe a year or two earlier, it might have worked. But it just wasn't accepted. But personally, I enjoy it. I think it's a 10 catchiness and in hook. And that's really the point. It's all about catchiness and dancing and stuff. I think taken out of the context of that year, it just sounds fresh to me. It just sounds hot. And I think at that time, because it was like a year or two after everybody else was doing this kind of stuff, it makes sense that people would not like it. But for me, it's like they just tried something different, and for that, I can appreciate it. Am I going to say it's a classic? No. But you may be surprised or maybe upset at the score I give it. And I give this song a 7.6. Track number 8 is Baby Blue, written by Dennis Wilson. Greg Jacobson, who wrote, I think he collaborated on Forever with Dennis. And Karen Lamb, who was Brian's then wife, I believe. And Carl Wilson sings the lead for the most part, but Dennis does sing the bridge. And I love this song. This song has 3 tens, the art, the poetry, and the production. As far as the ballads on this album go, this is the least boring. This is just heartfelt and beautiful and fantastic, and in my opinion perhaps the best song on the album, without even looking. I'm assuming it's definitely so far got the best score, and just a heartfelt, beautiful tune. And I give this song a 9.0.
I think of going south for the winter.
Track number 9 is Going South by Carl Wilson and Jeffrey Cushing Murray, sung by Carl Wilson. This is, for the most part, a bit more of the boring of the ballads. I will say it's beautiful if you're in the mood. There is a section of it, this middle section, where he sings like Snow Drifts something, that it's very beautiful. And I think it's a poetic song. That's the one thing that gets a 10. The other good things is the art and the production. But the catchiness and the hook is very weak on this song, and it kind of pulls it down. But there is, you know, if you're in the mood for it, it's nice and relaxing kind of music to easy listening to listen to. But anyway, it does good enough, but it just drags a little bit. Overall, I give this song a 7.2. The last song on the album is Shortening Bread. It's a traditional written by, or arranged by, Brian Wilson. You have Dennis Wilson on the that bass vocal, and then Carl sings the lead. I really enjoy this song. I think it's very catchy. Unfortunately, because it's a cover, it doesn't do better than a 7 on the in anything except production. I gave it a 10. I will say that I prefer the unreleased version that was supposed to be part of the Adult Child album, which I believe was on the previous alternate album. This one is good. Instead of Brian singing the bass part, it's Dennis. And Dennis just does a fine job. I don't have a problem with him. But the difference is Carl's vocal, he puts a little bit more soul into it in the previous version. I kind of wonder if that was the time that he was still doing drugs in the previous version, and this one, it was after he cleaned up, so maybe he just sounds a little bit cleaner than he did. But that's kind of my thoughts on it. I really enjoy the song, and overall this song gets a 6.6. The album flow is I'm rethinking this here. I gave it an 8, but I'm going to give it a 9. I think the only reason I gave it less is because of Here Comes the Night. But the rest of the songs there's a lot of ballads in this album. And then it kind of, Here Comes the Night sticks out, as well does this last song, Shortening Bread, a little bit. But the rest of the songs are kind of nice 70s ballad rockers, and they all kind of fit together pretty well. You know what, I'm gonna go down to an 8 again, because Here Comes the Night just sticks out like a sore thumb. So this is a very good album from front to back. It's a bit more thoughtful. MIU is more of a commercial type album, while this one is a bit more of, with a couple of exceptions, it's more about like contemporary and putting your heart into the music. Even the catchy stuff is more contemporary. You know, Here Comes the Night might be a year behind, but it's something the Beach Boys had never done, and I think it worked well for their voices. And then Shortening Bread is just a very mid-70s Brian Wilson kind of thing. And he was, you know, he was, there's funny stories. I think I mentioned, or did I? No, because this wasn't on the MIU album. I'll go ahead and mention it now. Alice Cooper told a story about how he and, or maybe it was Danny Hutton that told the story, but it was like Alice Cooper, Danny Hutton, and Iggy Pop. And Brian invited them over to hang out and got them all singing this song. And Iggy Pop and Alice Cooper walked out and said, "This guy's nuts. We're leaving." Yeah, it was Danny Hutton that said that, which I think is a funny story. So anyway, I enjoyed Brian's rendition of that song. It's very catchy. You know, I just really enjoy it. And that song gets a 6.6, and that's mainly because it's a cover. I already gave that score, and then I went back and talked about that. Oh well, I'm not going to fix it now, I'm too lazy. But the final score for the LA Light album is 7.90. All right, so now we're going to talk about the alternate LA Light album. And I reached outside of release songs and into some solo materials and things to fill out this album. And we're going to go through it here. So I've got 14 songs. And some of the songs not included in the LA Light album, the official that I added here, were A Beautiful Day, Going to the Beach are two catchy songs that were never released until much later on a box set. And maybe, actually, they might have come out on, like, other older compilations and stuff. But yeah, those two are on here. And remember, there was only 10 originally. I took off Shortening Bread because that was on my Adult Child album on the previous episode. What else? I took off Going South because I felt like it was kind of a weaker track. What else did I take off? Let me go through these real quick. Yeah, Love Surrounds Me's here. That's there. Okay, I think just about, yeah, everything else is on here. But I've also added, well, let me go through them. Baby Blue, I added a bridge, an instrumental bridge section from the alternate version of Baby Blue. And I really love that section. So that's spliced in there, and I hope you enjoy that. I put a Bruce Johnston solo track on here. Some people will hate this, but I enjoy this song. It's Someone to Dance With Me. It was really a toss-up between that and Thank You, Baby on his solo album. And I went with Someone to Dance With Me. It's a touching, I don't know, it's a cute song. I like it. Time for Bed, I just put a section of it. This is a Dennis Wilson track. I just put a little snippet, and mainly it was because I wanted the two sides to be closer in length, and I needed an extra minute or so. And so I spliced about a minute of Time for Bed in there to kind of even out the sides in time length. So, yeah. Moni Moni, I love that song. It's one of the few 70s covers that I love, sung by Al Jardine, and that ends side A. So side A will have A Beautiful Day, Angel Come Home, Baby Blue, Someone to Dance With Me, Suma Hama, Time for Bed, and Moni Moni. I'll give you side B after we listen to side A.
Jam now, the cars have disappeared. disappeared from the scene. Cause gone to work or to play, they use a whole nother kind of machine.
Angel,
come home. Oh, angel.
Friday night when the whole world's sleeping, I dream of you. Close to you, I feel your sweet heart beating. I dream of you. Late at night, late at night, honey, late at night, I dream of you.
desire. And she says to me, Daddy,
why won't somebody dance with you?
Be patient, sweetheart.
Start up a romance.
There'll be time for that.
Soon you'll find your someone somewhere. You'll be someone. Hiroi hama.
Yokohama. There's a lover sleep in old Japan, where the lovers walk along the sand, hand in hand at Sumahama. Sumahama. Akiniki no haka shiru yo ne, sabishiku kanashii koi no uta, Sumahama no umi kara.
That's the end of side A. I love Moni Moni, the way that it's so powerful. I don't know, something about that arrangement. They're just so into it. Al sings it well. I love the keyboards on it. Yeah, anyway, I just enjoy that. Side B. Now, here's the tracks on side B. First of all, it's going to lead off with one that most people will hate, but it's the shorter version of Here Comes the Night. That's how we'll lead off. And then we go into Going to the Beach. And then I've got Love Surrounds Me, the LA Light version. As I mentioned before, I like it better because it's got that synth section that they sort of took out, or at least maybe it was a Bruce Johnston idea and they wanted to be more pure to what Dennis did. But I prefer the LA Light version. Another track that was not released, except I think Al Jardine did it on a solo album like 15 years ago, but Looking Down the Coast. Brian Wilson has, I think, his only lead on the album. I mean, it's a partial lead, and then Al sings most of it, but Brian sings the beginning of it. Yeah, really cool song, very kind of 70s folky and hip. I really enjoy that. And then we got Full Sail, Lady Linda, and the album concludes with another Dennis Wilson song, All Alone, which I first heard from the Endless Harmony soundtrack. So hope you enjoy it. Here is Side B.
Yeah. looking down the coast, I can't see the end. Where is the end? The fog rolling in. Looking down the coast, I see the rugged headlands rising from the sea at Land's End. Sitting at a place called the Pentheus, we can see it there. Mountain Liar's Lair. Sitting at the Pentheus, looking down on the coast, Partington Cove, a Portuguese coast. And just off the rocks, floating out in the bay, sea otters play in the cool ocean spray. The California gray whales playing there, haven't got a care. This must be Monterey. I see firelights round the bay. The Indians live this way. I must go ashore and find out if the soil is good enough to till. We'll take our treasures, trinkets too, go ashore and inland too, the king wants it that way. We can rule the seas and spread the word of God to every heathen land. For one long year we've been to sea, I miss my wife and family, my mistress is the sea. It's been so long since I've had a woman's breast to lay my head on. Looking down the little surf from Hurricane Point, clouds blowing by where eagles fly. And blowing so hard, the waves turning white, blowing all day and blowing all night. And through the eyes of the hawk you can see it there. Lighthouse flats, and just at the rocks, there came such a sight. A lighthouse keeper's house, a lighthouse light. The California conqueror once was there. Does anybody care? We'll fill our holes with native gold, and then we'll save their heathen souls. The king wants.
Full sail, full sail, steady as you go, the wind will blow. Set sail at Frisco Bay in a fog cold and gray. Clear sailing day after day. Full sail, full sail. Now the air is still, we lay a grill. Come upon a sea of troubles till the winds have changed shift. My course is set, there's no turning back, but there's no going anywhere yet. Full sail, full sail, waiting for the wind to blow, the wind will blow. Does the silence of the sea sound warning of a storm ahead? Whispers of the breeze stir and disappear, too soft to hear what's in store for me.
Adventure on the high seas, but the childhood dream to the test. By the weather of the bay,
alive. Lady Linda, with me.
Share.